Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today's episode, it's more than a policy briefing. It is a statement of stewardship, a statement of faith, a framework released not for profit, but to preserve. Across our headlines, we see conflict over water, over energy, and over land itself. Treaties written decades ago are fracturing under modern droughts, data wars, and environmental decline. And quietly, millions of children wake up each morning drinking water that keeps them alive, but never truly makes them well. And this is not distant news. It reaches into our cities, our farms, our families, and our future. But what if there is a way forward, an open source architecture that does not divide, but restores? A technology that takes what is chemically adequate and makes it biologically whole again. That is the work you're about to hear. It's called CHIPMAR, Coherence Hydration Phase Modulated Alignment Reactors. And it's more than a machine. It is a doctrine for peace through restoration. In the United States, we have long been a nation known for innovation and for abundance. Yet beneath that abundance, there's a quiet strain. Aquifers pooled beyond their limits, rivers running thin, and species, once vibrant, slipping toward extinction, and ecosystems that once teemed with life. Municipalities spend billions every year delivering water that is clean on paper, but stripped of the very structure our cells were designed by God to thrive on. CHIPMAR changes that equation. It does not demand new dams. It does not carve new pipelines through fragile land. It retrofits directly into the grids we already depend on, restoring what has been lost. And the results, they speak for themselves. A 16% increase in crop productivity across America's irrigation networks, a 23% reduction in irrigation cycles, conserving billions of gallons each year, strengthening food security, and protecting water tables for generations to come. These upgrades enhance hydrological stability, cut overall consumption, and most remarkably, open a pathway for endangered species to return. At Hoover Dam, the thesis models a transformative recovery. Full CHIPMAR deployment across Tier 1 municipal nodes in the Colorado River Basin delivers a 13% hydroelectric recovery. That gain alone is enough to additional output to supply more than 1.3 million U.S. households every single year. Year after year, a Southwest grid strengthened without adding a single turbine, without consuming a single extra drop. And this is not work for government alone. It is stewardship that we all share, engineers, farmers, families, and leaders, choosing to honor the land together. This is not just infrastructure, this is stewardship. And this is what it looks like when science, policy, and faith-anchored responsibility come together to honor the land, restore the flow, and ensure that what we pass on is stronger than what we inherited. Now, across the Pacific and the Republic of China, the story of water is both triumph and tension. Massive hydroelectric projects like the Three Gorges Dam have brought power to millions, but they also have strained ecosystems, displaced communities, and created water-energy trade-offs that cannot last. Chitmar offers a way forward that requires no new concrete, no large reservoirs. Through structured hydration, it improves inflow coherence and stabilizes effective reservoir levels, sustaining higher turbine efficiency and usable flow without altering natural rhythms. And the impact, it's measurable. Those same turbines with Chitmar retrofits produce 3.1% more output every year, enough to power an additional 1.3 million households without raising water levels or disrupting the ecosystem's balance. And in a nation whose energy decisions ripple across the globe, these gains become a shared victory, proof that innovation can honor both people and planet. It is more than a technical gain. It is a living example of how integrated water energy systems can drive economic development while protecting creation itself. A quiet upgrade, a signature of wisdom rather than force. Now, the United Kingdom stands as a leader in net zero commitments, yet its agricultural regions face mounting pressure. Municipal networks strain under rising energy costs, and traditional hydropower sites wrestle with efficiency plateaus that limit what can be delivered to homes and industries alike. With Chitmar retrofits, that story changes. Yields improve, energy demands fall, and hydroelectric power systems regain efficiency that was thought to be permanently lost, all without violating the nation's climate pledges. At De Norwijk, one of the UK's critical pump storage facilities, Chitmar integrates an additional 3.8 terawatt hours per year, enough to power 1 million UK households every single year without new construction and without new environmental strain. And in a nation whose breakthroughs inspire the world, these gains remind us that true leadership is measured not only in policy, but in the stewardship that we choose together. This aligns directly with the Paris Agreement and UN Sustainable Development Goal 6, clean water and sanitation. It is a sovereign upgrade that mirrors the best of British innovation. Quiet, precise, and sustainable. Now in Israel, every drop of water is strategic. The Iron Dome defense network depends on uninterrupted power, but power grids, like aquifers, are finite and fragile. Chitmar changes the calculus. Its optimized systems at sites like Ashkelon, Sorek, and Mount Gilboa generate an additional 0.48 terawatt hours per year through improved efficiency and desalinization and pump storage loops. That gain alone is enough to sustain 36 Iron Dome batteries in continuous readiness. And in everyday terms, that same energy would power approximately 137,000 Israeli households every year. Households lit, cooled, and sustained without new plants, without new strain. And in a nation whose innovation often lights the way for others, these gains become more than national strength. They become a shared assurance that restoration can serve peace itself. K casualty prevention models that we ran show that during high intensity operations, this resilience can prevent up to 4 civilian deaths and 1 soldier death. Real lives preserved because water was restored to its coherent state. This is not theory. It is data. And it is the living testimony that infrastructure, when aligned with life itself, becomes defense. Now, what you've heard today is not a commodity pitch. It is a covenant, a public release of schematics, algorithms, and treaty frameworks with no patents, no gatekeepers, and no paywalls. The challenges are real. Cross-border tensions, initial deployment costs, the courage it takes to adopt a new standard. But the path forward is brighter than it has been in decades. We treat water not as logistics, but as life, when we engineer not only for flow, but for coherence. Nations can heal, ecosystems can rebound, and peace can be built into every treaty. This work is not for governments alone. It's a calling for all of us, leaders, engineers, pastors, farmers, parents, and policymakers to carry forward. Because every gallon restored, every grid strengthened, every life preserved becomes part of a legacy that is bigger than ourselves. May we be found faithful in this work, and may we lead with strength and humility. And may the waters we restore be the legacy for our children to inherit. The full thesis with schematics is now live on SSRN in the description. And this is the white paper. And we are just getting started.